Fans, players and coaches were all aware that Wednesday night's matchup at the Sleeman Center could have been a preview of the first round of the playoffs. If the postseason started now, it would be the same Guelph Storm and London Knights to kick things off. That's why it was so important for the Storm to make a statement, and they did just that. After blowing a 4-goal lead, the Storm finished strong, downing the Knights 7-4 before 4,701 at the Sleeman Center. "You've got to set the tone in case we play them in the playoffs, and we did a good job of that today," said Storm defenseman Michael Buckinger, who scored a pair of power play goals in the third period to secure the win. "I think we're a great team and we're not really worried about what the matchup is going forward. It's just about setting the tone against some of the teams you could face that's really important." Cooper Walker had a goal and three assists to lead the Storm. "It's in the back of your mind, but our group thinks we can beat anyone in the West in the first round," Walker said of possible playoff implications. "It's not a big thought of ours going into the playoffs. We just want to get as high as we can in the standings and play whoever we play against, and we'll have just as good an opportunity as any other team." The seventh-place Storm has 5 games left in its regular season and mathematically could still finish anywhere from 4th to 8th in the Western Conference standings. They're 6 points back of 4th and 3 points ahead of 8th. Still, it was a tale of two struggling teams coming into the game. Guelph having lost 3 straight and London losers of 5 of its previous 7 games. Guelph beat London goaltender Zach Bowen on 3 of its first 4 shots on net and led 4-0 early in the second period before the Knights reeled off 4 straight to tie the game. What would prove to be the eventual game winner came with 56 seconds left in the second period, when Braden Bowman found Max Namestnikov in the slot for his 2nd of the game. London shot itself in the foot with some bad penalties in the third period, which Buckinger took advantage of by delivering his 2 goals in the final 6 minutes of regulation. "No good team gets down on itself if it has a bad period," Buckinger said of seeing an early 4-0 lead disappear. Walker said the bend don't break mentality is a credit to the character and leadership in the dressing room. "Everybody stuck together. We didn't just pack it in and we came out in the third and played our style of game," Walker said. Valentin Zugin and Chandler Romeo had the other Storm goals and Patrick Lever made 24 saves in net as the Storm scored 3 times on the power play. Guelph hosts the Red Hot Sarnia Sting Friday night, then play in Erie on Saturday. Final home game of the regular season is March 24 against Erie. Their regular season concludes March 25 in Saginaw.